Today, we're going to talk about the Defense Department and an initiative called the Transformation Medical Technology Initiative. It hopes to improve the way it cares for wounded, those wounded in the nation's war. Not only that, but also to protect warfighters from new and emerging biological threats. And joining us with details this morning about the Transformational Medical Technology Initiative and part of our continuing coverage of the Department of Defense is the director of the program, David Huff. Mr. Huff, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, sir. Can you give us just some background about the Transformation Medical Technology Initiative?
Sure. TMTI was set up after the 2006 QDR to provide a response capability for the Department of Defense and the nation against bioengineered threats and emerging infectious diseases. And because at the time it was known that we really had nothing except for what was on the shelf, and the department wanted some way to deal with a new threat that emerged and respond to it.
So you're talking about threats that might be lobbed by an enemy or just germs that might have been in the environment since the last time we had this large deployment, which I guess would have been the Gulf War?
Well, actually both, because we know that, you know, with technologies that are available today, that we can modify organisms, and the desire was to be able to respond to that, but also to emerging infectious diseases like H1N1.
And so these are diseases that could emerge during a deployment or could be biological threats that are in the area, and you're researching those based on your best knowledge of what could be out there?
We're researching ways to respond to it and develop medical countermeasures quickly in response to that, and looking specifically at broad-spectrum countermeasures, therapeutics that would be able to be brought to bear quickly if we saw a threat emerge within a deployment or within the United States.
And so how does your office relate to the larger medical apparatus of DOD itself? How does what your research produces get into the system for treating soldiers?
Actually, we work very closely with the Department Health Affairs personnel, and in developing our capabilities, we're very closely aligned with them and the Department of Health and Human Services through the One Portfolio Initiative to make sure that we aren't duplicating efforts and to make sure that we get a response capability out to the warfighter and the nation very rapidly.
We're talking this morning to David Huff, director of the Defense Department's Transformational Medical Technologies Initiative. And so how do you make the decision about which diseases you're going to investigate and try to find, you know, antidotes or cures for? Because there must be a range that's just mind-boggling.
There is, and initially, you know, when the initiative was set up, the desire was to disprove the concept that we could respond. And so what we did is we went after two classes initially, hemorrhagic fever viruses that include diseases such as Ebola and Marburg, and then also intercellular bacterial pathogens that affect the department in many, many ways, and in fact are, you know, easily seen throughout the health community. And so we wanted to see if we could go both after antivirals and antibacterials in this effort.
We're speaking with David Huff. He's director of the Defense Department's Transformational Medical Technologies Initiative, or TMTI. And what are we seeing from soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan? I mean, there's been no evidence of biological warfare, but are they getting just in the natural environment there, bugs and that type of illness that we may not have seen here in the United States to any great degree?
So far, we haven't seen a lot returning, but that doesn't mean that we won't in the future. As we push further into areas in Afghanistan, it's highly likely that we may see new and different organisms being brought back. And in the AFRICOM area of responsibility, we may see things brought back there. And Ebola is, as you well know, is very prevalent in Central Africa and in other places in Africa. And so we're looking to see if we can respond to those sort of efforts.
And Mr. Huff, does this have application then in private medicine as well, in eradication or to help to treat diseases like this?
Certainly it does, and I'm glad you asked about that, because we went after a demonstration of our capability earlier last year when the H1N1 outbreak happened. And what we were able to do is within 24 hours we were able to go in and sequence the H1N1. We were able to characterize it without telling our folks what it was. And then within 14 days, we were able to develop a therapeutic against H1N1 that we're pushing forward with now, and we're actually going to take it to licensure.
So you must have worked pretty closely, as you mentioned, with HHS, which had the same initiative going on to get all those H1N1 vaccines prepared and tested in time for what we thought could be an epidemic last year.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, we're hoping that we'll have this particular therapeutic developed to the point where we can administer it under an emergency use authorization if necessary in the future.